Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, February 10th. Happy Missions Monday. We actually aren't going to be featuring a mission partner, but I want to talk about the mission of Sunday morning Bible study and pray for the different groups that we have. I'm reading from the New International Version again this week, and we're in Judges today for the first time in chapter 6. We'll be in Judges only 3 days, so just a really quick look at the book of Judges. Then we'll continue on in Matthew and in the Proverbs. In Judges chapter 6, we'll start in verse 11, and this is the story about Gideon, who the Student Study Bible says is an unlikely leader. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak of Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Asbirite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you." And the Lord said, "I will wait until you return." Gideon went inside, prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour he made bread without yeast. Putting the meal in a basket and its broth in a pot, he brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on the rock, and pour out the broth." And Gideon did so. Then the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread with the tip of the staff that was in his hand. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread. And the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, "Alas, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Asbirites. Our second reading is from Matthew chapter 11. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All these things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Our reading from Proverbs today is chapter 10 and verse 12. Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs. Hey, thanks for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope you didn't stay up too late last night watching the Super Bowl. Did your team win? Let's talk a minute about each of the passages we read today. In Judges, we read about Gideon being chosen as one who would be a mighty warrior. He didn't feel very mighty, though. He was the least in his clan, which was the smallest clan of Manasseh. And yet God said something very important to him when he gave his objection. God gave a correction. He said, "I will be with you." And just like God is with Gideon, he is with each of us when we feel ill-equipped. This might be the best time for us to go out in service because we know we are dependent upon a sovereign, powerful, and mighty God. So what is God calling you to do today? Lord, give us big ears to listen. And then from the Gospel of Matthew, we're just reminded to be careful to acknowledge your sovereign work in the world around us. If there are miracles, help us, Lord, to praise your holy name and to tell others of your greatness and your goodness. And then from the book of Proverbs, two very powerful emotions are contrasted, hatred and love. And I'm reminded of 1 Peter 4:8, which says that love covers a multitude of sins. This is most clearly seen in our Lord Jesus Christ, who for the joy set before him endured the cross because of love. Love that was uncorruptible, a love that set out with a view of a radiant bride, his church. And so I just encourage us today to cover other people's sins with love. Will you pray with me? Father, today we acknowledge that we are not enough, but that you are, and that you are present with us. We ask, Lord, that you would do miracles in our midst. We lift our hearts to you, Lord, and ask that you would rid us of all hatred and help us, Lord, to live lives of love. We thank you, Lord, for our church. Help us, like Wayne said yesterday, to be salt and light, to make a difference in the world because of Jesus Christ. And in that regard, we pray for the Sunday school classes in our church. I thank you, Lord, for the new encouragers class, the torchbearers class, the friendship class, the Rehoboth class, the Grace Nelson Hope class, the Easter class, and the Mizpah class today. I lift up their teachers to you and ask your watch care upon them. I pray, Lord, for the community that you entrust to them, that you would sustain them all for the work of ministry. We love you, Lord. We pray for this week that it would be one spent serving you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.